Welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name is Sean Coleman. Hope wherever you are and wherever you are listening that you are having a great start to your Monday morning. It's hard to believe that it is almost May. It literally is. I know I say that every month, but it's crazy when you think about it that the third of the year is basically here and gone, and it seems as if, you know, things are continuing to get a bit more normal each and every day that we pass by. Hope that you have had a great April and you and your family are having a wonderful start to the 2021 year. Obviously, one thing that is helping, if you are a Grizzlies fan, is continued great play from the Memphis Grizzlies and possibly one of the better weekends we've had all season long. The Grizzlies in big matchups versus the Portland Trail Blazers this weekend with plenty of playoff implications on the line. The Grizzlies go into Portland where they've had so much lack of success here recently due to, you know, COVID cancellations of seasons or, you know, putting seasons on pause and things like that the last few times that the Grizzlies have gone to Portland. But this time around, they were able to finally play and have plenty of success. We'll get into that in the first segment of today's show. In the second segment, the Grizzlies, through what is arguably one of the toughest road trips in franchise history, have emerged as 4-2 with a chance to go 5-2 tonight. We'll talk about just how successful this team has been on the road and why it is both a very good sign of development and is going to be a continued needed strength of theirs through the rest of the season. And in the third segment, we'll look at tonight's matchup against the Denver Nuggets. Of course, you can find the show at Locked On Grizz, myself at StatsSAC. You can find the podcast wherever it's available: Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts. That's where we will be. Also want to remind you of the Odyssey app and through the Locked On Podcast Network and the Odyssey app. So much great stuff going on with the NFL Draft Week here. Ultimate Mock Draft going on. Make sure to check out that and the Odyssey app for everything that you look forward to when it comes to the NFL Draft. Also want to remind you that this show is brought to you by RockAuto.com. My name's Sean Coleman. I'm coming up on 3 years having covering the Grizzlies for, you know, Grizzly Bear Blues, where I do my writing as well as through different podcasts, the 3&D podcast, and here for over a year now I have been doing the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Love doing it every chance I get because of moments like this. Being able to talk about the team that we all love, the Memphis Grizzlies, and being able to do it on a consistent basis. I love each and every day that I get to join y'all in celebrating what's been a fun year so far, and hopefully the best is yet to come. Also, I want to remind you of our title sponsor, RockAuto.com. RockAuto, amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the car parts you will ever need. Visit RockAuto.com today. So the Grizzlies, they go into Portland after, you know, a pretty, you know, they'd had that disappointing loss to Denver, and then another pretty disappointing loss to the Clippers, you know, on the road as well. Definitely not, you know, a good turn of events against the Clippers team, though. Jaren Jackson Jr. had his return, you know, from his injury. You know, he came back, looked great against the Clippers, but the Grizzlies dropped a very winnable game. You know, they could easily be 7-0 on this, or 6-0 so far on this road trip. But the thing about it is this, is that when they have two losses overall, in which they should have won, they should have won the game in Denver. They easily should have won the game, you know, against the Clippers. But at the end of the day, yes, those losses were disappointing, but that should not take away just how successful this road trip has been, especially with the fact that the Grizzlies have now more than made up for that by beating the Trailblazers two games in a row. And in the process, the Grizzlies have not only strengthened their playoff spot, but they've now made it clear that regardless of where they land in the playoff picture at the end of the year, which they're solidly in, you know, it's going to take something completely unexpected, it seems now, for the Grizzlies not to be in the playoff picture. Wherever the Grizzlies fall in that playoff picture at the end of the year, they're starting to play with at the level where you get some confidence going, you know, to where they really could have a shot not only to get into the playoffs, but maybe get a win or two as well. We'll talk about that, though, as we get closer to playoff time. But, you know, coming off those losses to Denver and the Clippers, but welcoming back Jaren Jackson Jr., the Grizzlies go into Portland knowing that they have an end to this road trip where they really need to finish strong. They were 2-2 going into this road trip, and through this weekend now they are 4-2 and have made this road trip much more successful than many had thought. The first game, in which they won 130-128, the Grizzlies kind of got back to their roots. They won the way that they did during the first of the year, during March at times, when the three ball was not falling, only 9 of 30 from three in the first game, but they outscored the Trailblazers 74-58 in the paint. They also scored more points off of turnovers. They got back to their roots when it came to the ways that they won, creating extra possessions, forcing turnovers in the paint. They really found a lot of success. They showed that even when their newfound success from three is not there, they still can find ways to win, even though the other team, and in Portland's case, they were 14 of 35 from three in the first game. Even if the other team is shooting significantly better from three, the Grizzlies proved to themselves that they could still find ways to win. Well, then in the second game, the Grizzlies got back more to how they won earlier in April, shooting the three. But the overall consensus thing about it is that the Grizzlies continue to get into the 120 to 130 range when it comes to scoring. And as we mentioned several times on this show, when the Grizzlies score 120 points or more, that significantly boosts their overall ability to win. But it was just nice to see them winning in different ways. But the thing about it is though, even though that both of these games were high scoring, the Grizzlies did enough to limit the Blazers' offensive attack to be able to find ways to win, led by Dylan Brooks, who had a phenomenal weekend himself, though his offense may have been lacking a little bit in the second game. His offense was certainly there in the first game, and his defense was there. And it not just was there from playing effectively. Dylan got in the heads of C.J. McCollum, Carmelo Anthony, Norman Powell, Dame Lillard, and others. He had his impact overall, frustrating them, getting them out of the rhythm. The numbers showed it. This Blazers team was never really able to get a long run of offensive success going. And when they did get some runs going, like they did early in the fourth quarter yesterday, it was a little bit too late. Even though, you know, Carmelo made those four threes in a row, the Grizzlies, led by Dylan, were able to come right back. So Dylan played a big role outside of the box score with the impact that he had. Obviously, the other thing that was really impactful was that the Grizzlies were able to counter the inside play of the Blazers with their own. It was Jaren Jackson Jr. with 23 points off the bench in the first game that made a big difference for the Grizzlies to win. And then yesterday, Jonas coming back after his concussion protocol. Three threes early on, led the Grizzlies in scoring in the first half, really allowed for them to get that lead going into halftime. And then as the rest of the team stepped up in the second half, Jonas, even though he kind of took more of a backseat role in the second half of the game last night, he was able to get his usual double-double and counter, you know, basically cancel out the production of Joseph Nurkic with getting his own double-double. But at the end of the day, both of these teams, you know, obviously the success of these teams are led by the faces of their franchise, Dame Lillard, as well as Ja Morant. Now, obviously, you know, C.J. McCollum, very good first game, a little bit less effective in last night's game. But here are the numbers for Ja Morant and Dame Lillard over this weekend's games, and it really starts to show just how consistent Ja is becoming at stepping up in these big games to be able to meet the production of the other team's stars to give the Grizzlies an even better chance to win. In terms of field goals over this weekend, Ja Morant was 19 of 32, while Dame Lillard was 16 of 49. Ja was 4 of 7 from 3. Dame was 7 of 21. Big kudos to Dylan Brooks on his defense on Dame all weekend long. In terms of free throws, Ja Morant was 19 of 24. Dame was 11 of 13. Ja Morant had a 15 assist to 4 turnover ratio. Dame Lillard had a 10 assist to 5 turnover ratio. Ja Morant significantly outplayed Dame Lillard this weekend. Now, a couple of things to factor into that. It seems as if Dame was probably playing less than 100%, which is certainly understandable. And also, Dame was facing a much better defense. The Grizzlies are a significantly better defense than Portland is. But for a team in Portland who truly is a playoff team, they've been there, they're an experienced team, for the Grizzlies to go into Portland when Portland was not playing that well, when everything was on the line, Coach Terry Stotts said it before the game, these next three games, which the Grizzlies will play Portland again on Wednesday, but these next three games are huge in terms of the playoff picture for both teams. And the Grizzlies were able to step up to the occasion through getting enough stops, but also through finding different ways offensively to make it happen. And they were led by their star in Ja Morant, who had an incredible stretch of two games and once again showed that he consistently is at his best when he's playing the best competitions that the Grizzlies have to face. Another big game from the bench, though they didn't score as much as they usually do. 13 overall assists for our bench versus 2 for Portland. That allowed for us to stay more consistent, creating those opportunities when we needed to get the offense going. So just a complete team effort yesterday, but the encouraging thing is that it was in a different way from us winning on Friday, and as this Grizzlies team continues to mature, they're starting to find that balance. Last night, 50 points in the paint, 36 points from 3, and also 24 points from the line. Again, balance. Over 100 points each night for the Grizzlies in April is coming through the paint, through good three-point shooting, as well as from free throws. And if the Grizzlies can consistently do that on a regular basis, they're going to be a very tough team for even the best teams in the NBA to deal with as this playoff stretch gets closer and closer to the postseason. But the other aspect of this team that really stands out, from the fact that they're able to go 4-2 on this road trip, to the fact all year long they've been a better team on the road than at home, is, as a young team, their success on the road. That's typically not a strength of a young team that's vying for the playoffs, but it certainly is for this Grizzlies team. Coming up, we'll look at just what makes this team so good on the road and why it's important as they continue their pursuit of the playoffs as we get into the home stretch of the season. Imagine you're the hiring expert for your company. What you really need is help making your short list of quality candidates. You need a hiring partner who helps make your life easier. You need Indeed. Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. Post-screen interview, all on Indeed. Get your quality short list of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description faster. Only pay for the candidates that meet must-have qualifications. And schedule and complete video interviews in your Indeed dashboard. Indeed makes connecting with and hiring the right talent fast and easy with tools like Indeed Instant Match, giving you the quality candidates whose resume on Indeed fits your job description immediately, and Indeed Skills Tests that on average reduces hiring time by 27%. You can choose from more than 130 skills tests and add your must-have requirements so you only pay for applications that meet them. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. If you're hiring, you need Indeed. Get started right now with the free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/locked. Get a $75 credit in Indeed.com/locked. Indeed.com/locked. Offer valid June 30th. Terms and conditions apply. As we head into the spring and into the summer, I'm sure we're all wanting to get, you know, our bodies in as good a shape as possible to be outside more. And it starts with just small yet significant things we can do on a daily basis to be healthier. One thing you could do is upgrade your ability to enjoy snacks that offer health benefits. And that includes Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar that offers a lot of different health benefits to your day and tastes great in the process. Have it in the morning as breakfast, in the afternoon as a snack before or after a workout. Whenever you choose to enjoy it, Built Bar is a great addition to your day. Over 18 different flavors to choose from at BuiltBar.com. And if you go to BuiltBar.com right now and put in the promo code LOCKED15, that's LOCKED15, you'll get 15% off your next order from Built Bar. Again, go to BuiltBar.com right now, put in the promo code LOCKEDON, and get 15% off your next order from Built Bar using the promo code LOCKED15. This year, the Locked On Podcast Network is partnering with the Draft Network to cover the NFL Draft Live. Get insight and analysis from Locked On local experts and the Draft Network's national experts. Subscribe to the Locked On NFL YouTube page to watch live 3-day coverage of the NFL Draft April 29th through May the 1st. Coming up this week on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast, we'll have some regular favorites that we do every week. Thursday night at 8, we will host our Let's Talk Grizzlies show via the Locker Room app. On tomorrow's episode, I'm going to be discussing how Ja Morant has consistently been stepping up his game against the best opponents that the Grizzlies have played this season. Plus, on Friday, we'll also do our reset of the Western Conference Division. Friday is when we return home after this long road stretch in which we've been highly successful, and then we come home to start a stretch of games. We're going to be playing a bit easier level of opponents for a stretch of 7 games to, you know, end April and start May. So looking at all that later this week. But speaking of the Grizzlies' road schedule this year, you know, it's been fun to watch this team play. But, you know, Ja Morant has kind of headed, you know, a road Warriors mentality. You know, there was a clip of him, I forget what game it was after, but a clip of him talking about this road Warrior mentality that the Grizzlies had. I think it was in early April. And it's true to form. This Grizzlies team really has been more successful on the road than they have been at home this year. And the numbers suggest it. The numbers show that this Grizzlies team is not just winning on the road as a fluke. And it's not just a recent stretch of games in which they won on the road. Sure, they've faced some teams who probably were without their best talents. They've had a bit of luck that way. But it should not take away from the fact that this Grizzlies team truly has been playing its best basketball when it's on the road this year, and basketball to a level that it compares as being among the best road teams in the NBA this season. For instance, looking at the Grizzlies' numbers on the road versus the rest of the NBA's team when they're on the road. When you consider just road games for each NBA team this season, the Grizzlies rank 7th in the league in offensive rating, 8th in the league in defensive rating, and they rank 4th overall in net rating. They have the 4th best net rating in the NBA when you consider teams' road games this season. And there's a reason why they're tied for 2nd in the NBA when it comes to road wins this season. In terms of points per game, they are 3rd in the league in terms of scoring per game on the road. That is a result of them being 3rd in the league in field goal percentage overall, and also their 10th in three-point field goal percentage on the road. They are also 2nd in assists, as well as 1st in steals, and when you consider the team plus-minus, basically where teams have scored, they have the 3rd highest team plus-minus rating. They're a positive 4.4 in road games this season. So when we talk about the fact that this Grizzlies team, you know, it's awesome. You know, Ja Morant himself said, I asked him about it after last night's game. He himself said, good teams win at home, great teams win on the road. Well, the Grizzlies truly have been winning on the road because they played like a great team. They have played like one of arguably the best 5 teams in the NBA this year on the road, and that's why they've been able to overcome these strong road trips. In which you think before they start, they may, you know, getting a couple wins on a road trip would be great, but then the Grizzlies surprise you by going 4-2 or 4-3 or 5-2 because they've been able, to play at the level or better than the opponents that they've been playing. So the main key from all this is that this Grizzlies team, you know, Ja also said besides good teams win at home, great teams win on the road, they've really made it a priority to embrace being a road team, to embrace being a team that no matter the conditions, no matter the level of opponent, no matter where they play, they're going to play up to or above and beyond the level of competition that they're facing, and that's why they've been so successful this season. Now, no one player has really stood out as just being absolutely amazing on the road this year among the rest of the NBA. Ja, in 26 games on the road this year, is averaging 18.5 points on 46% shooting. He is shooting the 3 much better on the road than he is at home. He's shooting the 3 at a 36% clip and averaging 7.4 assists and 9 steals. A 0.9 steals per game, but his plus-minus on the road is 3.7 Dylan per game. Dylan Brooks, 18.3 points per game, 46% from the field as well, also 36% from 3, and he's averaging 2.9 rebounds, 2.2 assists. He himself is almost a positive 6 per game. Now, again, you could put as much stock as you want to in that plus-minus stat, but when you consistently see a player who's 6 or more positive points per game every road game that he's playing, he's certainly making a difference. So this Grizzlies team, it's not that any one player is standing out and playing like a superstar on the road. It's just collectively, this team is playing significantly better. They're playing with this long stretches of effectiveness on the road more than they are at home. And that's highly encouraging. Being the youngest team in the league and the Grizzlies playing as well as they are on the road is highly encouraging because you obviously, you know, common sense would seem to make you assume that being able, even if the Grizzlies have struggled at home this year, that's something that'll come with time much easier than it would be for this team to be on the road. And the other big factor of all this is that this Grizzlies team, as it continues to mature, as it continues to grow into its role of wanting to make the playoffs more often, being able to win on the road in the second half of seasons, being able to win on the road in the playoffs, where the Grizzlies are probably, at least for the next few years, going to be at the bottom of the conference standings. That's what allows for teams to surprisingly win playoff series, to have upset playoff series victories, is teams that play well on the road. So if this is a defining characteristic of this Grizzlies team now and going forward, that is another way in which they're exceeding expectations and another way in which they're going to be able to reach a higher ceiling than many expected as a team much sooner than people had thought, because they have the confidence of going into any situation and being able to deliver victories when they're not expected to. So it's been a great development. You know, we talk all the time about the different things that have happened this year. The Grizzlies exceeding expectation, players rising the ceilings we didn't anticipate under Taylor Jenkins, identities coming through for this team. One of the best so far this season, both for now and the future, is this Grizzlies team's ability to play better and win on the road. And that really could not only help them make the playoffs, you know, give them a better chance to make the playoffs this year, but may even lead to a bit of a surprise during their playoff run. Not saying they're winning any playoff series this year. I don't think they are. But if they keep this identity about themselves, keep this characteristic of being a very good, you know, an unexpected, a better than expected team on the road, if they keep that trait about them beyond this year, that's what could allow for them to start winning playoff series sooner than expected, which obviously would be a great development for this young core. But obviously, that continues to this Grizzlies team's ability to be able to perform well on the road. That needs to continue tonight, as they have a bit of a chance for revenge against a Denver team that they have not been able to put away in the final seconds in the previous two matchups. And it would be really awesome for this Grizzlies team to end this road trip with the victory against a team that it's lost two close games to over the past 6 weeks. Coming up, we'll talk about what the Grizzlies can do to get the victory tonight and how the return of Jaren Jackson Jr. to play with Jonas Valanciunas for the first time all season may be the key to victory for the Grizzlies. If you're a Grizzlies fan and you enjoy wagering and betting on sports, I certainly hope that you have made it a consistent effort to bet the over in these Grizzlies games and bet for the Grizzlies in the month of April with how well they have played. You know, that's just some of the trends that you see from sports teams in a short period of time. But overall, if you're someone that enjoys betting and wagering on sports, I've got the one place that has you covered and the one place you can trust, and that's betonline.ag. The Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. It covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. It has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Again, use the promo code LOCKEDON when you head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. The Ultimate Mock Draft 2021, presented by Locked On and Odyssey, is happening now. Featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Jason LaCanfora, and Brian Boldringer, our local experts for every team making trades and picking the next stars of their team. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey. To wind up the road trip, the Grizzlies will be playing the Nuggets tonight. In their third matchup of the season between both teams, but another matchup in which, with a win, the Grizzlies really could propel themselves into some conversations about maybe making a push for the seventh seed or even the sixth seed with a pretty, you know, manageable schedule coming up to start May. If the Grizzlies can win this game tonight, and then through their first, you know, over their next seven or eight games, have a winning record, this Grizzlies team could really position itself strongly in for that seventh seed. Again, I don't think that the sixth seed is there. I don't think with their latest loss to the Mavericks, the Grizzlies are going to be able to catch up on the sixth seed with Dallas or whomever may be there. I do think the Grizzlies could pass Portland to have as strong as an opportunity as possible to get into the playoffs. So I think the seventh seed is certainly within reality. We'll cover more of that this Friday. But in terms of this win, this game against the Nuggets, the Grizzlies back on March 12th, they lost by a point. Ja Morant drove to the basket, got some contact on a layup that just did not fall. It felt like it was that game where the ref raised his hand up where we thought he was going to call a foul, but he didn't wind up calling a foul. And the ref's report, the 2-minute report came out and said it was just he didn't need to make that type of hand gesture, though no foul occurred. So the Grizzlies lost by 1 point there. And then, you know, a couple of games ago, the Grizzlies lost 139-137. In my opinion, one of the better games the Grizzlies have played this season in terms of, you know, the fun in it. Unfortunately, the Grizzlies, with several players out in that game, and what was supposed to be a scheduled loss, basically, they played well enough to win. They had the game in their grasp, you know, for probably 40 to 42 minutes of the game. You know, but with 6 minutes left in the game, Nikola Jokic had been limited to 28 points. And I say limited, meaning to use it in that phrase because of how well he'd played this year as an MVP. But over the last 6 minutes of overtime, of regulation, as well as two overtimes, Nikola Jokic put 19 more points on the board. He finished with 47 points, 15 rebounds, and 8 assists. One of his better, you know, resume additions to his MVP campaign this season. That wound up costing the Grizzlies the game. They just did not have the chance to stop Jokic, despite being up 5 in the late in the fourth quarter and in overtime, to have a real good shot at winning those games. So the Grizzlies are in a position now where hopefully the third time is the charm. Both those Nuggets games, though, have been growth games for this Grizzlies team that have led to needed adjustments that have helped prepare their good play as of late. But a couple of factors come into play tonight that could be to the Grizzlies' advantage. For one, obviously last game, you know, the first game that the Grizzlies played this year, they really limited Jamal Murray to 1 of 14 from the field and 3 points overall. He obviously is not available due to an unfortunate ACL injury, you know, that occurred a few weeks back. But the thing about it is that in his absence in both those games, Will Barton, yes, the Will Barton that Memphis fans rightfully love, with how much Barton has made it clear he loved his time in Memphis. Will Barton has averaged 24.5 points against the Grizzlies. He scored a total of 49 points to support Jokic, kind of as the number two man from Denver, in these games in which Denver has played Memphis. Well, tonight he will be unavailable due to injury. So obviously, not cheering for the fact that him and Murray are out due to injuries, but it is a good development for the Grizzlies' chances to win this game, and it certainly means that someone else for Denver is going to have to step up. Now, that person naturally would either be Aaron Gordon or Michael Porter Jr., and of course, Michael Porter Jr. has played well against the Grizzlies as well. But without Murray and without Will Barton, the thing that the Nuggets are kind of going to be limited in is that they don't have as many options to shoot the three as they typically do, which has helped them out late in these games against the Grizzlies. The other thing that Memphis did well in that game against Denver, you know, earlier this road trip, was that they did do at least a decent job of containing Jokic enough to have a chance to win the game, because they did a frequent job double-teaming him when he got the ball. Well, in that game, the Grizzlies were without Jaren Jackson Jr. and Jonas Valanciunas both. Xavier Tillman did a pretty good job most of the night against Jokic. But instead of trying to double team with maybe a Kyle Anderson, Xavier Tillman, a Brandon Clark and Xavier Tillman, the Grizzlies now have a wide array of front court options they could throw at Nikola Jokic as a double team. You could use Jonas and JV. You could use Jonas and Triple J. You could use Jaren and Kyle. You can use Jaren and Xavier. The Grizzlies can throw a bunch of different size double teams at Jokic. And yes, he's still going to find his success, but at the very least, if you can limit his ability to, you know, make plays work on cuts or whatever it may be by, you know, putting pressure on him to get rid of the ball quickly instead of throwing a pass after a play has developed, or you limit his, you know, ability to take easy shots, that's something that certainly could help out the Grizzlies' chances to win, especially when the Nuggets are already going to be down Barton and Jamal Murray. So those are a couple of the developments that really do play in the Grizzlies' favor to end this road trip strong with another victory that also would be another notch in their belt when it comes to their efforts to continue to get as strong of a playoff push as possible. The Grizzlies certainly do have a couple of favors in play. If they could shoot the three well again tonight, you know, find a way like they did in the game last night against the Trailblazers, find a way to have balanced approach. Get your 18 to 20 points from the free throw line. See if you can get your 50 or so points in the lane, and then complement it with maybe 33, 36, 39 points from three. If the Grizzlies can get over 30 points from three, along with 20 from the free throw line and close to 50 in the paint, that really sets them up well to match up with the offense of the Nuggets. Because you know that, because the Grizzlies can score against the Nuggets. They've proven that to be true. But now without Barton and Murray and the Grizzlies being able to throw a more of a wide array of bigger bodies at Jokic to try to limit him in whatever way you can, that certainly plays into the Grizzlies' favor, and they do have a good chance, I think, to win tonight. Though the Nuggets are favored and rightfully should be at home, I do think that the Grizzlies can certainly make this game and have a good chance to win if they can effectively double-team Jokic, make someone else beat them, but without Barton and Murray, and if the Grizzlies can do a good job of at least, you know, limiting Porter Jr. from going off for one of his better games of the year, if the Grizzlies can do those things, I think they should have a good chance to win tonight. And that will end this road trip on a 5-2 road trip and will just be an absolute story of success for this Grizzlies team and give them a lot of confidence going into a more than manageable start to the May schedule in which the Grizzlies can really start to make a push to make that seventh seed obviously a reality. And maybe if the Mavericks are struggling themselves, they might even be able to make a push for that sixth seed as they try to get themselves in the best position possible for the playoffs. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Of course, you can find the show at Locked On Grizz, myself at StatsSAC, the podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio podcast, where the Odyssey app, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, that's where we will be. Tomorrow, we will have a recap of this Nuggets game and also discuss how special Jaw has been this year against some of the better competition the Grizzlies have faced. We'll have that and much more this week on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast.